ब्रह्मज्ञान कबीराम दस्य ज्ञानांजन सलाखया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तकम्। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो अप्रिशिएटिंग the Vaishnava compassion, so the compassion, the word is used when a person is helped in any way, materially, if he has some problem, you help him and you are compassionate on him. But that doesn't really solve the problem, doesn't completely solve the problem, no material solution can really solve the problem. Like we are in a incompatible situation, either this body or this material world. So real compassion can never be anything of this mundane world. So appreciating Vaishnava compassion, that also needs intelligence to understand the compassion of a Vaishnava. Generally, the Vaishnavas are not so well understood or appreciated in this world. Because their approach to the problems of the world is something that an ordinary person or an average person cannot comprehend. How what the Vaishnavas are doing is actually the most compassionate activity. Like I was remembering one or two things from Prabhupada Lilamrut. So Prabhupada was traveling in the train only from Chennai to Hyderabad, and wherever the train stops, because Prabhupada was surrounded by many devotees, in those days most of them were foreign devotees, so it is a strange sight for Indian people. So many foreigners wearing saffron clothes and were following an Indian Swamiji. So people were all gathering in good numbers. They want to take the blessings of this big Swamiji, Prabhupada. So they were all trying to see Prabhupada be in his presence, and the senior devotees of Prabhupada, having seen the atmosphere of India, where people are not really serious about spiritual life, and they go to a sadhu for some blessings to alleviate their material suffering or a problem. So the disciples of Prabhupada, they did not want these people to disturb Prabhupada, so they were not allowing them to come inside. And when Prabhupada watched for some time, then he said, "All right, let them all come in." So they all came. And as it is the case, they want to touch the feet of Prabhupada and take his blessings and like that. And jokingly Prabhupada said, "You all want my blessings?" So immediately they were all bright-faced and want to receive the blessings. Said, "If you get my blessings, you'll also be like them." So, you know, young people shave and heads and all that. And they all looked around and then slowly started slipping out from the compartment. So, actually it is such a nice thing, Prabhupada is offering them. It is so difficult to get devotional service, and Prabhupada is willing to offer them, and Prabhupada was capable, and they are all slipping out. The another thing was also like, I was reading from Watering the Seed book of Giriraj Maharaj. So one person was smoking, and he was coming to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada wanted to see that he gave up smoking. So Prabhupada asked him, "So did you give up smoking?" He could not say yes. Instead he said, "Unless you give me your special blessings, how can I overcome my weakness?" So you want my special blessings? And Prabhupada cited this sloka of Bhagavatam. It says, "Yashyaham anugrinami harishya taddanam sane." You know? So, which means, if the Lord has a special mercy on anybody, he will take away all his material facilities and he will be forced to surrender to Krishna. So, here the point is, if this well-to-do man, not so old in life, if he can try a little hard, he can overcome the smoking. But when he told this to Prabhupada, Prabhupada said, "All right, then you lose everything, you lose everything, then you will not have any money to smoke." Like, you know, sometimes. So that means we have to see such dire circumstances that, you know. So, Vaishnava compassion, actually, like Bhagavad Gita says, like Chaitanya Sishastakam says, it's a joyful process, but because we don't immediately see the relation between what we are doing and how we can solve our problems, especially what we are doing is so simple, we cannot believe that it will lead to such a supreme joy in life. Like even in you know, that famous Gopi Gita sloka, തവ കഥാമൃതം തപ്ത ജീവനം എന്റെ ലാസ്റ്റ് ലൈൻ ഇറ്റ് സേസ് ഭൂരിത ജന യു ആർ ദി മോസ്റ്റ് മ്യൂണിഫിസെന്റ് പേഴ്സൺ ബിക്കോസ് യു ആർ സ്പ്രെഡിംഗ് ദി ഹോളി നെയിം ആർ ദി ഗ്ലോറീസ് ഓഫ് ദി സുപ്രീം ലോർഡ് ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ഈവൻ വെൻ യു വാണ്ട് മെറ്റീരിയൽ പ്രോസ്പെരിറ്റി material well-being as devotees we preach, you know, when we go to people we tell them when you attempt material ways in order to attain material prosperity you cannot guarantee whether you will get it or not, but it is guaranteed that when you attempt spiritual life these material facilities are they follow. Now, like we say, when a devotee is practicing devotional service, the tests will come. Muktir Mukul Dasman, so there's a sloka, it says like when a person seriously attempts devotional service, the dharma, ardha, kama and moksha, these things, because nobody can attain pure devotional service or can go back to Godhead without becoming free from a tinge of all these material attractions. So a person who is seriously attempting devotional service, just as a test, even all these facilities, these comforts, these things will come in the way of a devotee. So the real Vaishnava compassion is that we should try to serve the Lord, we should try to please the Lord. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, this sloka is there. Urdham gachyanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti rajasa jaganna guna vrittisa adho gachyanti tamasa. Urdham gachyanti sattvastha. If one tries to place himself in the mode of goodness, so he becomes entitled to both. This world is designed in such a way that people who are trying to come to the mode of goodness or even try to transcend the mode of goodness, these worldly gains are like triflings. They are like nothing, they just come. So these things cannot satisfy us. So Vaishnavas, they are not understood, but still Vaishnavas, they are persistent, they are determined in their efforts. Like we have the story also, like when devotees go out here and there, and in this world few people are interested in trying to know this, understand this. So Srila Prabhupada told, when you are trying to spread devotional service, which is a new thing for conditional brains, but because you are convinced, you just be determined, and you see that in the course of time, you see that so many people become devotees, you know, like he told the story, like whenever somebody is a preacher, in the beginning people ridicule him, people ignore him, but when they continue to see him around and he is enthusiastic and he is consistent and satisfied, then slowly people who are left with some brain substance, they want to how alone how with no appreciation for him, still is continuing to do these things, what he is getting. So people want to discuss. The beginning is ridiculing and ignoring that person, and then slowly they are willing to discuss, they want to talk. And then when they actually sit with the Vaishnava and talk to him, and they see that it's a very real and everlasting way to happy life, you know. This is spreading the holy name, whatever may be the problem, we tell them you chant Hare Krishna, no? So when we chant Hare Krishna, any of these things can happen which will help you to overcome the problem. One thing is, when we chant Hare Krishna, we may get a higher taste. Because we don't have higher taste, we are attached to some petty things. When we begin to chant, then we will begin to let go. Alright, I am getting something better than this. Or, like many times devotees say, like, when I started the, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, it is so blissful and ecstatic, and then as I continue to stay, I don't find it like in the beginning. So that is Krishna's way of tricking a person, and then you come, and then you want to question it, go deeper into that, and want to avoid offenses, and take the whole process in a systematic way. So in the beginning, no? So that way Krishna can give us a little taste. And like we also read in the Bhagavatam, how Narada Muni, after spending time with the saintly people during Chaturmasya, and then they left, and then he continued the thing, and he had a glimpse, and after that it was not there anymore. And when he was very despondent, very morose, and then the Lord spoke to him, like, you know, that like Maharaj was also saying in the Viparlamba, ecstasy in separation, and ecstasy in separation, and happiness in union. So when you have that glimpse, then we want to only attempt that, because it is an experience that cannot match with anything of this world. I was also remembering, like, the name Parikshit. Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit means one who examines, everything. So in the womb of his mother, when he was in the womb, that time itself, in Aswadhama, he released the Brahmastra, and mother Uttara, she prays to protect the last child of this Kuru dynasty. Then the Lord appears in the womb and protects Parikshit Maharaj from the effect of Brahmasa. And he, Parikshit Maharaj had the vision. So when he takes birth, because he already, right in the womb of his mother, he had the glimpse, darshan of the Lord. So he has no taste, he has no attraction for anything of this world. So it is for free, and it is easy, but it is difficult to understand using our material intelligence. So when the Vaishnavas are kind, they give us our association, they remain patient, they wait, forgiving our shortcomings, and they continue to be kind and slowly. That's why we say it takes gallons of blood to make one person a devotee. So finally it can also be said like it takes a Vaishnava to understand another Vaishnava, is it? Because there is a common knowledge, the common endeavor, and so we have an idea what the a devotee of the Lord is doing in this world. So appreciating the compassion of a Vaishnava, it is said like whenever disciples they go and distribute books, because we know that I'm not so pure, I'm not so realized, I'm not so eloquent to convince the other person, but you can give him a book, Prabhupada, he can preach to that person. Similarly, when we go out, bring people, generally, you know, it's like if you are proper Vaishnavas, like when a senior Vaishnava is preaching, we don't try to help him, or we don't try to say that I have a better idea to tell, and then we don't interject, you know. Whenever somebody is with a senior Vaishnava, we are very comfortable that he is in the presence of the right person, just to watch, you know. It's not that he has to speak and all that, you know. Even it said like Vaishnava, by looking at the other person, by even smiling at him, by patting him, you know, many things can radiate. It's a transcendental process. So when we take people to senior devotees or the spiritual master, actually we are bringing him to get Vaishnava compassion. This way, this transcendental path is something not of this world. It is our gains are not of this world, the process is not of this world, but only we should gain that faith and that courage to attempt it, and we see that it opens a whole new dimension, you know, we call it the fourth dimension of life. So appreciating Vaishnava compassion is not an easy thing. It will all be thought, it will also be thought in the company of Vaishnavas. Then we begin to see why we are being chastised, why we are neglected, or even when we're unqualified, because seeing our sincerity, still we are being appreciated. Like we may think, so the Vaishnava has his own astra and sastra, how to get around a person to appreciate this path. Hare Krishna.